Hi, my name is Smita Nayak. I am 17 years old. Today is May 29th, 2018, and I am speaking with my grandma, Indumati Nayak. We are recording this interview in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So my first question is, when did you immigrate to the United States?
Okay. I immigrated to the United States on 24th July, 1971.
Okay. Yeah. And why did you decide to immigrate?
I was in India, Mumbai, India, and I had a teaching job there in high school. But my younger sister and older sister both lived in the United States. And they were my best friends. So I used to miss them. Meantime, I got married in 1960. And I had three children by 71. So I had asked my sister to, sponsor my family so I can come over there and, be with my sister and my children. Will have also more opportunities than in India.
Okay. Could you tell me a little bit about where you came from? Of course, you said you immigrated from Mumbai, India, but what the experience of coming to the United States was like for you particularly?
I had a mixed moment, mixed feelings coming to the United States. Because myself and my husband, we both had a good jobs. And we had to leave those and then come over here and then find the jobs. Okay, so, and then stay with my sister at least for an year or so. So I had mixed feelings, but I thought, no, at least I will be with my sisters and I will get to see them more often. And my children will have, better education and more opportunities as, they will, grow up as an all-round in all the other fields also, not just the education.
So you mentioned that you were, kind of uneasy when you were coming here. Were you kind of nervous of what could happen here? Was it kind of like feelings of uncertainty of like this place, like this kind of foreign place or something?
Not really, because my sister had assured me that I was going to stay with my older sister for a while till my husband finds a job. So I wasn't that nervous, but when you had a job and everything in India and then you are leaving, so you had that kind of a feeling when you are coming, going to different place. But anyway, we were all looking forward, and my husband assured me that everything is going to be fine, because otherwise when we stayed one day in Paris, the food was different and all, so, but then we thought, no, we will, have the Indian food and all when we go there, and we continued our journey.
So like the decision of moving here was mainly for like your kids' better education and then more job opportunities as well, or mainly like the kids' education?
Kids' education, yeah, right, that's true. And I just used to miss my sisters.
Okay, after you arrived here, but before you were sworn in as a citizen, did you have a job, and what kind of job?
Yeah, see, we all came on the green card. So that means you can stay in United States, and after 5 years, you have an opportunity to become a citizen. So meantime, I was looking for a teaching job, but we were in Springfield, Massachusetts, and there were not any teaching jobs were open. So my husband told me to go to the graduate school. So I went to graduate school and my sisters helped me out, taking care of my children. And so I could complete within, three semesters, two semesters and a summer, the master's in teaching, master's in education. And meantime, my husband got a job in Milwaukee, as a chemist. And then, we moved, 72, I moved to Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
And after I came to Milwaukee, then I started looking for a job. And then Milwaukee Public Schools, I started doing substitute teaching. And after a long-term assignments, I had offer of the contract. And I got the contract in 1975. So I worked for Milwaukee Public Schools. In 78, we became citizens. And that's called naturalized citizens.
Okay. This goes along with being sworn in as a citizen. Can you tell me what it felt like when you were sworn in as a citizen?
I was very happy to become, so we could vote, and we became U.S. citizens. But same time, we had to surrender our Indian citizenship. So we were happy to become U.S. citizens, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what was your first day in the United States like? Do you remember this or at all?
When we came here, we came to New York, and my sister and her husband, they were there to receive us, and then we went to their place in Massachusetts. They lived near Springfield, Massachusetts, in a small town, Long Meadow. And when we went over there, it was very quiet. And in India, there are a lot of people, so the neighbors are nearby and all, So the quietness I felt, I felt the quietness. But my children and my sister's children are kind of same age, so they started getting along well, and they started to have a good time.
Mm-hmm. So there was this feeling like you felt like a bit distant, just because there wasn't this close community in the U.S. almost, at least from what you saw in Long Meadow, or.
Because the homes are a little bit far apart. But then slowly my sister introduced me to some of her friends and all. So we started feeling at home.
Mm-hmm. And was there any other Indian people living in the community besides your sister, or was it mainly
No, those suburban? Days there were not in suburban a lot of Indians. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, but we used to go to other suburbs to meet the different friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Can you think of any moments where you felt welcomed as an immigrant?
Yeah. When I joined Springfield College in Springfield, Massachusetts, the other graduate students were welcoming me, because many times for the end of the semester, I had to give presentation and all, So they worked on tried to understand my accent and, I used to talk a little faster because we were taught English way to speak. But then I learned to, talk slowly. And so everybody could understand. So people were welcoming, People were, I never felt any kind of, discrimination.
Were you able to, socialize with them? Or did they kind of, include you in, different, not, I don't know, I guess get-togethers and things like that the other students would have?
Yeah, they used to have, foreign students department, and they used to have get-together. I had gone a couple of times, But most of the time, I never had time because at home I had children too. So I used to study in the library after classes, and then one of my sisters or brother-in-law would pick me up from library.
Mm-hmm. And speaking, I just wanted to kind of go off of what you were just saying. This is kind of besides this question, but it must have been, like, very difficult to, like, you know, despite, like, even though you are, like, a lot of people, of course, like, immigrated to this country, but not only did you immigrate, you had to find a job, and then, you know, you had children, and, you know, on top of that, you're, like, you know, going to graduate school. What was that whole experience like? Because it seems like a lot for one person to, like, you know, take on.
Yeah, luckily, I was, okay, my sister's, his older sister, who is no more now living, and my younger sister, they helped me a lot. So they did not make me feel that I have left the things in India and all, okay, and so they did take good care of, okay, my children. And my husband also, within 3 months, he got a job in Milwaukee. So he moved to Milwaukee, and every month he used to come and visit us in Long Meadow, Massachusetts. So really, I didn't feel much pressure or stress. Mm-hmm. So it was all right. Okay, I just took a day at a time and did the best.
So okay. Your husband was working as a chemist in Milwaukee, but you were in Long Meadow at that time?
Correct.
And then, like you said, you didn't really face much discrimination, but were there any moments, like, as an immigrant that you felt unwelcomed here?
Really, speaking, I never felt like that. And then I have, read before, how each immigrant group came and then felt it, okay. But if you come and then if you stay with your family, and if you, go and meet other people also in the neighborhood, okay. People are, warm wherever you go, okay. That is really my kind of philosophy. So basically all people are nice. So I did not feel, I don't feel any kind of discrimination.
Like you feel like you're part of the, with all the other American
right.
people, you don't feel like you're,
okay. Right.
Okay, this kind of goes a little bit along with my last question, but what was the hardest thing to adjust to in the United States when you came here?
It's a dress code. When I was working with Milwaukee Public Schools, there wasn't any dress code. So I used to wear Indian dress that is called sari. And I was very much comfortable wearing sari, and I used to, during the fall, when I used to meet new students,
describe what a sari is? Because maybe people may not know.
That's true.
Yeah.
Sari is, mostly these are pure silks or cotton saris with about 5.5 meters long. And then there is a long skirt inside, and there is a blouse women wear. And sari is, wrapped on that long skirt, and the one end of the sari goes on your shoulder. So I used to wear those. And then beginning of the year, I used to tell the kids something more things about the India, the education, the kids. I used to bring some art, crafts, things to display. And then what the kids wear and what the and girls wear, their clothes. So, and then I would tell them why I wear this sari and all, okay. So the kids used to start getting used to it. So I had, from 72 to nearly 87, I wore a saris while teaching. But I think not 87, 84 summer, I taught high school during the summer time. And those days, high school, my blouses, my midrib would show. So the kids would say, Mrs. Nayak, your midrib is showing me. So I said, okay. So then I said, okay, don't worry. I said, they said, why? I said, why some women wear short skirts? Their legs are showing. So in India, women wear the sari blouses are short. Okay. So I then decided it's time to switch over to Western clothing. So I went to this couple of department stores and got some skirts and blouses and pants. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this way, when I wanted to change, I changed. Because in olden times, immigrants would come here and it's like a melting pot. They had to learn the language. They had to dress up like here. And I said, no, I will go with my terms. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you didn't feel like any pressure to like conform to like... No, I never felt
pressure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the most surprising thing about the United States?
Some of the things be like a Halloween.
What? It says your recording has unexpectedly stopped due to an issue with your microphone. If you...
What?
I don't know. It just stopped recording.
So can you start again?
Yeah. But what the...